My research arose from conversations I was having with land managers at Horicon National Wildlife Refuge, located in Mayville, Wisconsin. Of the many challenges the refuge faces, pollutants were particularly concerning. The refuge provides habitat for thousands of migratory waterfowl, and pollution issues could degrade the habitat that they rely on and even cause reproductive harm, behavioral impairments, and death of these animals. Of particular concern were heavy metals and metalloids, including lead and mercury, which can be very toxic even at low concentrations. Metals and metalloids do occur naturally in very small quantities, but have become a problem in the modern age due to excessive inputs from humans. Heavy metals and metalloids are components of things like fossil fuels and fertilizers, and we even used to put lead in gasoline. To begin addressing land managers' concerns regarding potential heavy metal and metalloid pollution on the refuge, I worked with them to develop a survey protocol to look at concentrations of 8 of the most common heavy metal and metalloid pollutants at 3 different levels in the food chain: sediments, roots of hybrid cattail, a common species on the refuge, and livers of muskrats, a common semi-aquatic rodent. We took 36 samples of each of these sample types, spanning from the north to south end of the refuge, and analyzed them at the Trace Elements Clean Lab in Madison, Wisconsin. Overall, when I received the results, I was relieved to see relatively low concentrations of the studied elements in the sites sampled. The most common elements in all 3 sample types were zinc and copper, which happened to be the least harmful of the 8 studied. However, the 3rd most abundant element in the sediment was lead, which can be quite dangerous to waterfowl and other species on the refuge. In addition, there was 1 sampled location where concentrations were higher than the rest, which we suspect may be from agricultural inputs from fields bordering the site to the east. My hope is that this research sparks conversations surrounding sustainable farming practices that could reduce metal and metalloid loading, as well as a potential ban on the use of lead ammunition on the refuge. I also hope that these data provide a useful point of comparison for other researchers conducting metal and metalloid surveys in other wetlands. It is important to do so that we can assess the risk at individual sites from these elements and take efforts towards remediating the sites as well as mitigating future damage.